Number 10, reform national accounts, GDP. My favorite is to separate into two accounts, a cost account and a benefit account. Just take all the items out and divide them up into what's a cost and what's a benefit, instead of lumping them all together in the category of activity. Then you compare them, and then as you have physical growth of the economy, you compare the costs and the benefits at the margin. And guess what? You stop growth when the costs begin to outweigh the benefits. So that seems fairly straightforward. Our current national accounts do not give us any clue as to when growth changes from being economic to being uneconomic. And it seems like that would be one of their major uses. And in order to do that, I think we would have to really kind of separate costs and benefits. Secondly, we ought to pay more attention to the subjective measures, which many psychologists and economists have made, of self-evaluated happiness and its lack of correlation with GDP beyond a certain threshold. So that would just give further emphasis to the more objective measure of trying to look at costs and benefits separately.